Books on Tape presents Mistress of the Art of Death by Arianna Franklin, read by Rosalind Landor. Chapter 1. England, 1171. Here they come. From down the road we can hear harnesses jingling and see dust rising into the warm spring sky. Pilgrims returning after Easter in Canterbury. Tokens of the mitred, martyred St. Thomas are pinned to cloaks and hats. The Canterbury monks must be raking it in. There are pleasant interruption in the traffic of carts, whose drivers and oxen are surly with fatigue from ploughing and sowing. These people are well-fed, noisy, exultant with the grace their journey has gained them. But one of them, as exuberant as the rest, is a murderer of children. God's grace will not extend to a child-killer. The woman at the front of the procession, a big woman on a big roan mare, has a silver token pinned to her wimple. We know her. She's the prioress of St. Radegund's nunnery in Cambridge. She's talking, loudly. Her accompanying nun on a docile palfrey is silent and has been able to afford only Thomas a Becket in pewter. The tall knight riding between them on a well-controlled charger, he wears a tabard over his mail with a cross showing that he's been on crusade, and, like the prioress, he's laid out on silver, makes sotto voce commentaries on the prioress's pronouncements. The prioress doesn't hear them, but they cause the young nun to smile, nervously. Behind this group is a flat cart drawn by mules. The cart carries a single object, rectangular, somewhat small for the space it occupies. The night